Hello.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
So we are not many people today, I guess. But we will start. Lawrence is taking notes today. Thank you for that. Who wants to take notes next time?
When is the next meeting?
April 8th.
Let me check something. I can do it.
Thank you.
Thank you. I will be away that day.
It's Easter this week. Yeah. Okay. So as you can see, Julia is here again, and she decided to take over this working group and the convener role, beginning with the next meeting. I will join the next meeting as well, so we don't have to say goodbye today. But and there's n not much on the agenda for today, so I put the bullet point Trillium release on the agenda. And asked if anyone wants to discuss something, but there were no responses to that.
I do have one question. I just want to make sure I have the dates and the deadlines correct. It's a busy spring, and I want to make sure I make time to do the documentation updates for Trillium. So after Julian opens the branch, that is when we can start making our changes and creating the pull requests, correct? And that needs to be complete before Bugfest, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
But I do not have the date for Bugfest in the. Maybe we should put that into the protocol.
I think we looked into it last time. Let me see. I think Trillium Bugfest will be April 27 to May
Yes,
15.
we did already put it
Okay.
in the last
Okay, thank
protocol.
you. I just want to make sure I'm not late.
Well, I think generally documentation is due 1 week before it's released. That's where we've
Yes.
usually done it. So it definitely has to be before Bugfest.
Oh, good.
Although
Now,
some of
yeah.
us like to get it done early. So if you participate in Bugfest, then might be kind of busy doing bug fest, so
Yeah.
but officially though, documentation is supposed to be completed 1 week before Trillium is released.
Thank you for clarifying.
Yes. Yeah. As I saw the date of Bugfest, I realized this can't be right because Julian will open the branch in this week, the last week of April, he said to me. So yes, it's like Lawrence said. And so maybe we should put this in the protocol. And moving on. Yeah, we already discussed the Trillium branch of documentation. And then Bandit put something into the Slack channel and nobody said anything to it. I'm not sure if you want to discuss it in the, with the group.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was just obviously in the Serials app and noticed that there was something new. Sorry, you know, in the Sunflower, noticed that there was something new. There's a box and a label for a patent tech. Template plate, and so I thought, oh, that's good, but then I couldn't work out what to do, and I went to the docs and I couldn't really see anything about that, and then I got in touch with Owen about it, and as you can see, it'll only have a UI in the next release. So I thought maybe it might be useful to add something to the Sunflower docs just to explain that.
Okay. Does
I don't see who does serials on our working group, our homepage.
Yes, this was my problem too, because that's why I brought it.
I guess it's Molly.
It
She
was
has almost.
not me.
Oh, it was not you. Oh,
No, I believe.
sorry.
No worries at all. I'm trying to think back. I want to say the person's name was maybe Francisca.
Yes, I've seen that there's a person that that does it, but here, yeah, Franziska Wich, but I
Who is that?
yeah,
I
that was
don't
my
know.
problem too, yeah.
Okay.
We've never seen her here, so
I mean,
but
it
the
sounds like a German name, but
yeah.
I don't know her.
I wanted to ask if anyone knows her because yeah, she's obviously doing the documentation, and there is a documentation for serials. And then I thought maybe someone in this group will say, yeah, I know, but okay.
According to the Slack channel, she took over at the end of August in 2024, so she's been doing it for quite a while.
Yeah.
I wonder if she knows we even have a regular meeting.
Maybe I should write her. But
Yes,
so
if it's helpful, she is on Slack now under a different name, a
yeah.
different last name, Brotigam,
Bräutigam, Bräutigam.
and appears to be from smb.spk-berlin.de as her email
Oh,
domain.
from this
Okay.
Jetzt preußischer Kulturbesitz.
Okay.
That's the biggest one in Germany. The oldest one, I guess. They have the number one as a siegel, so
ISIL. Yeah,
ISIL.
the
Yeah,
ice
sorry.
I ISIL. Do you say
Maybe.
ISIL for the
ISIL. Do
ILL
you even
indicators?
know?
For ILL, for interlibrary loan, there are these symbols, and I guess in English it's called ISIL, I guess. And yeah, Berlin Library is number one. Oops. But yeah, okay. So maybe I'll write her. But do we have a question for her now?
Yeah, just
Yeah, this
to
one
add
to add her to
something
the group.
about the templates.
Yeah.
I knew about the templates and how to get them into the system. So I never checked like Ben the documentation. So never crossed my mind.
Okay. So she's actually in the channel, in the Slack channel for our group here. Okay. We will see. Okay, so that's it pretty much for the agenda for today. Does anyone want to say something spontaneous? Okay. So, Molly.
Sorry for the last minute addition. I was just thinking about this earlier this morning. I was wondering, how are people managing the capabilities section of their documentation? I know for Sunflower, I basically went through and just did kind of the capability sets that were analogous to the visible permissions from previous releases and then added in any new ones that were documented in the release notes. But I feel like there are definitely some like individual capabilities that I missed. Like, how are people verifying that they've gotten all of their capabilities in and what each one is intended to do?
We talked to Joe for claiming.
Excellent.
Or
And
we let him read over the documentation.
did he tell you like which capabilities should be included and which shouldn't? Because I know like a question recently came up about like organizations, third party services. And I did go to the POs and they were like, well, this is never like they explained to me what it was, but they're like, this is never something that would be assigned to a role. It's just kind of like another layer that used to be hidden on a copy, but now it's exposed, so you don't really need to document it. But I'm not sure how to like where that line is drawn, if like we should just defer to the product owners and say, here are the ones we have. Are we missing any that should be documented? Or if there's a different process. Oh, and Lisa, that's a good point in the chat is just kind of like get to a baseline and then submit it too. And I think, Susanna, that's kind of what you were saying too, is like you take the first stab at it, and then it's up to the product owner to see if you've missed anything and tell you what you've missed. Is that kind of how everybody's approaching it? I've actually wondered about this, Molly, because
Okay.
the pages I'm responsible for, the capabilities were already there when I started doing this a few months ago. And I've
Yeah.
been thinking to myself too, how do I keep track of what's new and how much detail should be there? And if I don't know, who do I ask? So I'm glad you raised that point.
Awesome.
Well, thank, I'm glad I'm not alone in it, and these are great suggestions. So I think I'll just kind of start my drafting and then schedule the meeting with the product owners to review and find any gaps. Thank you all so much.
Capabilities are tricky to research.
1,000%. I'm feel like I'm getting better with them, but I'm still nowhere close to where I want to be. So.
Okay. So anything else? Okay. So I guess we are done for today. Quick meeting and very productive. So
Thank you, everyone.
good. Thank
Have a
you.
good day.
Thank you.
Good
Have a good one.
afternoon.
Take care.
Bye.